Thanks for joining us at the Business Growth Cafe, where each week we select from a menu of topics for a focused discussion with an industry expert to provide insights that can impact your business's growth. With your host, Angelo Ponzi.
I'm Angelo Ponzi, your host here at the Business Growth Cafe, and thank you for joining us. Each week we select from a menu of topics that can impact business growth to discuss with industry experts. And this week at the cafe, we are going to take a look back at a question I've been asking all my guests throughout the year. What keeps you up at night as a business owner? So sit back, relax, and listen to the answers of other business owners like yourself and what keeps them up at night when they think about growing their business.
So when you think about growing your business, what keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up at night? Well, I always say confidence is a full pipeline. So if I feel that my pipeline is not full, that's what's going to most likely keep me up at night. And that, I think, goes to any sales professional or business owner. You make decisions differently when you have confidence that you've got revenue coming in. Not only retained revenue, but new revenue coming in. And that takes focus, consistency, and the willingness to have a little delayed gratification. But that's the most important dynamic that sales can help with in an organization, is the confidence that the pipeline is good, the revenue is there, we're going to be able to make investments and decisions that we couldn't make otherwise.
You know, what keeps you up at night? You know, what are your biggest challenges and obstacles to grow your business?
Mm-hmm. I would say that because I am a perfectionist, it's probably the best asset, but it's also the worst. You know, I really have to watch myself and make sure that I'm not expecting too much. When people come to me in an environment like this, they're not happy. I do a lot with charities and caregivers, and that's a weight on me, you
okay.
know.
Yeah, yeah.
So that my heart is in this business. I want people to be happy, and I know that that'll result in them being healthy. So I would say that probably what keeps me up at night is myself.
Okay. You know? What keeps you up at night?
You know, I think the two primary things that, you know, we face every day is personnel, and it's recruiting, retaining, and, you know, and holding on to them, you know, for long term, because that is our business. People are our inventory. And I mentioned it earlier, we're at a very low unemployment. Accountants are in demand, which is great. But accounting firms will all want the same people to be the tax advisors, auditors, et cetera. So we're all clamoring to get those people all the time. And so in a low unemployment rate like this, it is a little bit more of an employee's market. So the retention aspect of it, it becomes a bigger charge today than perhaps the finding them.
Right.
And then the other thing is just clearly the competition, because, you know, we're all out there trying to convince the client base out there that, you know, we can do something better than the next guy.
Point of differentiation, right. And how do you position yourself? Right. I mean, that's the struggle that we all have in the businesses. So when you think about growing your business, what keeps you up at night?
Oh, wow. Just to be able to continue to provide personalized attention and practical solutions for my clients. So I try to read and stay up on things and make sure I'm nimble for them.
Do you have any specific stories that relate to what keeps you up?
Maybe not specific stories, but I would definitely, I'm always thinking of ways to get more time to implement some of the things I want to do for my business, maybe more speaking engagements or be on more shows like these.
Yeah, time. That's a precious commodity for all of us. What keeps you up at night when you think about your business growth?
So I would tell you, of all the things that I've looked at over the last few years, as somebody that does have to make it rain in my organization, with increased competition in the legal community, there's a growing tendency for what I refer to as a race to the bottom. Lawyers will drastically reduce their hourly rates and staff matters with attorneys that are inexperienced so they can still make their rates profitable. But they sacrifice quality. They sacrifice ingenuity and expertise in the name of trying to go ahead and present a lower hourly rate to their clients. The problem with this analysis is that clients are looking at the wrong thing. They shouldn't be looking at hourly rates. They should be looking at the cost of engagements. Somebody who's experienced and qualified can do something two or three times faster than somebody who's not, mm-hmm. often with a lot higher quality.
Right.
And so what I really am trying to do to help myself sleep at night is to really communicate the value proposition to my clients, to be looking at the right thing, which is, what's the cost of the engagement? what's the result that you're getting? And that's really how you measure value, as opposed to just the drive to the bottom for the lowest rate possible.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. I think, you know, we know each other, and my history is working in advertising agencies and had the privilege of owning one over a 13-year period. And we used to have this debate with our clients all the time about value versus rate card. And I always, and I've told the story before, is sitting at a lunch, we come up with this great idea, client loves it, it's fantastic. We, you know, send him an invoice for $25,000, and he flips out because in his mind, well, you were only together for an hour for lunch, so therefore it should have only cost, you know, $250. And so we try to explain all the time, and I'm a true believer about the value proposition, if you will, and what's the value you get out of it as opposed to what the dollar amount is. And the other thing you said, I think, is really important, that is about quality. You know, as an experienced lawyer, you can get things done at a higher quality and more efficient than someone that's driving at a lower cost that takes two or three times longer and not necessarily getting the quality out of it.
And I think it's important in that regard that it's about managing client expectations and helping to define the win for them every time that you wind up representing a company early on, because that's how I think they really can perceive value. If they understand why you're doing what you're doing and you take away all the smoke and mirrors and mystery, they don't usually question the value proposition because they understand what to expect. And as long as you deliver on what to expect, everything works out really well.
So what keeps you up at night as a small business owner?
Well, I thought about that, and my initial thought is cash flow. If you don't have enough cash in the bank to pay the bills, that's a problem. But ultimately, the root of that is pipeline. And then the further root of that is really your sales and marketing efforts. So it's for me, it's all about building enough pipeline to drive opportunities and making sure that my sales and marketing efforts are doing what's expected to fill up that pipeline.
What keeps you up at night as a business owner? What are those sleepless nights while you're rolling around in bed?
Oh, my gracious. And it changes from year to year, I imagine. But of late, I think of the last 5 years or so, there's been an awful lot of consolidation with our customers. Our customers, again, are for the most part, fairly large, multi-billion dollar companies. And what we have been challenged with is a new CEO suite, CFO, CIO, come in through an acquisition or being acquired. And even though we may have done business with this organization for literally 20, 25 years.
Since the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. Well, from our beginning of our company, that's for sure. They don't know us. And by the way, they have their friends and people that they've worked with at their former companies that they bring in because they know them and they trust them. And it was pretty remarkable. 2018 should have been just a banner year with all the economic growth going on in the United States. It should have just been in our sweet spot. Technology's going nuts. Money was available. Needs are tremendous. And yet two of our largest customers turned back our efforts by 50% on both of our customers. So it was a tremendous eye-opener. Mm-hmm. And the common theme with both of them were they both had, you know, C-suite changes. And we had to prove ourselves all over again. And the good news is that in both cases, the customers have come back to us and go, "Guy, you guys are really good.
Yeah.
And we need you, and we need to add more resources from your company to our team."
Right.
So we've been very fortunate that turned around. But that's the uncertainty of, you know, acquisitions and C-level changes in your customer base is quite threatening, could be threatening.
What keeps you up at night when you think about your business?
What keeps me up at night? Probably being up to speed on the latest developments in our practice because we're moving so fast. It's important to make sure that I'm up to speed so that my clients are up to speed.
As a business owner, what keeps you up at night?
You know, what keeps, honestly, so I spend all of my time every day, all day, trying to keep up with the changes, and I have a hard time doing it. I can't imagine the challenge for regular CEOs that have a particular business that they have to focus on and at the same time keep up with all these accelerating changes. So the thing that keeps me up, that gives me anxiety, if you will, is that the pace of change is accelerating so much that it's just hard to keep up with it all, even if you do it full time.
You know, what keeps you up at night? You know, what are your biggest challenges or obstacles to growth?
What keeps me up at night is, in fact, thinking about all these companies that are talking the talk and not walking the walk of customer centricity. As far as I'm concerned, I hope I am walking the talk, and my clients see me as customer centric, and everybody I work with, I'm not a major consultancy. I tend to personalize the service for every client, and that's what they appreciate. I work within their system. I don't ask them to change everything just to be able to work with me.
So right.
What keeps me up is mainly all the companies that are not walking the talk.
Think about growing your business. What keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up at night is keeping the service that I'm delivering viable to my current customers. You probably, and many small businesses and entrepreneurs, experience that your customers, when they first experience your brand, may be amazed by your products and services, but after a few years, they may begin to take it for granted or forget how impactful it has been to them. So you must constantly stay relevant in your client's mind by doing new things or better things and learning yourself. And the other thing that keeps me up at night, frankly, is the ability to bring in enough new clients to achieve my desired goals. I have pretty aggressive goals for the business, and it requires a pretty heavy pipeline for that.
So when you think about growing your business, you know, what keeps you up at night? What are some of those obstacles and barriers? But what keeps you up at night thinking about your business?
You know, how do we message to our audience in a way that, you know, it's not sales oriented, it's educational, it helps them understand, you know, the whole journey that they're going through, and yet it allows us also to you know, differentiate our services from everybody else. So that pre-sales messaging is really how we continue to work on.
Okay, that keeps you up thinking about it all night, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So when you think about growing your business, what keeps you up at night?
Oh man, you know, for me, sometimes what keeps me up at night is, did I bring enough value to my clients on a daily basis? I don't know why, but I'm insecure about that. And I really kind of worry about that sometimes, where I don't really worry so much. And that, and gosh, am I going to fill this search, which is like the looming everything. Every recruiter feels the same way. Oh gosh, I took this off. Now I got a big weight on my shoulders that I need to fill this thing.
So we're both small business people. So my question to you is, when you think about growing your business, what keeps you up at night? What are your biggest challenges and obstacles to growth?
For a small to medium-sized business, I think it's, where people are wearing multiple hats. It's always difficult, but for me, it's the marketing. And why I'm working with you.
That's right.
It's the biggest worry is just, you know, while you're working on clients, you have very little time to go out and get new clients.
Right.
But you don't want to end and not have any new clients in the stream. So marketing is the...
Okay. I refer to that as pipeline.
Okay.
Right? Keeping the pipeline full. So that's what keeps you up at night.
That's what keeps me up is, where am I going to find that next customer? Because I know I have competition in this tax resolution business, but they're few as good as me.
Right. I would agree with that.
Bada boom, bada boom.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Thank you for listening to today's discussion at the Business Growth Cafe with your host, Angelo Ponzi. Take a moment to subscribe to this podcast and visit our website at www.businessgrowthcafe.com. Read Angelo Ponzi's blogs at www.theponzigroup.com.